Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you very much for those that are tuning in, and I will have to make a note right away here that I have been on a hiatus for the last 5 or 6 months. So again, I apologize. I took some time off for several different reasons. One, there was just so much noise out in the marketplace and a lot of changes going on and so many different things that are taking place in business and some of the stuff in my life as well. So I wanted to take a break, and now I am committed to get back here and at least do a podcast once a week. So for those that were kind enough to follow my show for all those years, thank you very much. I'll continue, and I'm sorry, apologize. I'm sure it wasn't the end of the world for any of you or very few of you, I'm sure. But I know that I got a lot of emails and correspondence back and forth about people asking when we were going to pick them back up again. So we closed our studio for a while because of COVID, and then I was doing some right from my desktop in the office in the studio location. But anyway, so my intent is to get one a week starting again. So again, I apologize for the absence, and I hope that we can continue to grow the listenership and all the great people that have communicated with me over the last 10 or 11 years since I've been doing live radio and podcasts. So thank you very much. And I appreciate again for you to listen to the show, pass it along, give anybody any advice. And as always, you could reach out to me if you have any questions of any sorts, the marketplace, financing, lending, real estate, really anything to do with the market. We study the market, and I study it every day and try to stand really in touch with lockstep with what's going on in the marketplace and how it affects those mostly in the Bay Area. Certainly we look at some national stuff, but mostly in the Bay Area, and try to report to people as much as we can to get them. Really our goal and my objective since day one when I started the show was to provide people with information and education to help them make wise financial decisions. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I'll have guests from time to time that are unrelated to real estate, only because, as you well know, if you listen to our podcast for a while, we have a giving back segment where every once in a while we have people on from nonprofits and people on that are trying to spread good word and information about all kinds of different great things that are going on in our community. This is really more of a community show. As I have really moved the show forward, Real Estate Radio Live is the name of course, but it really has become more of a community show in my mind, just because we want to try to gather as much information as possible, share that with you from a real estate and financing perspective. But over and above that, more importantly in that, I'd love to continue to bring people on that could help in community efforts, whether, again, it's nonprofit or helping businesses or helping people get back on their feet and all kinds of different things that affect our community. In the homes we live in, these are, like all of us, are people that live in these homes. And so there's a lot of people that need help. There's a lot of people that need support in many different ways other than real estate and financing. So we like to really give back in that sense and let people have a voice. So we'll be continuing to do that as well. All right, today what I'm going to do is talk a little bit about the market. And it has been quite the market. Most of you know, one of the reasons I wanted to start this back up now is because also we have had a major change, shift in the marketplace. Most of you know that are listening to this show by now that interest rates went from somewhere in the 3% range to close to 6%, 5.5%, 6% in some cases, really within 30 to 45 days. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about the reason for that. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about the market, the real estate market, financing, what we could expect, touch a little bit on inflation. And then the other thing is, too, is if you go back and listen to my podcasts, I think it was last year I was doing these podcasts, September, October, November. I was talking about how beginning this year, coming in 2022, I really thought that we were heading into we were going to see some inflation. And here we are. I thought the inflation was actually going to come late last year, the first part of this year, and it's really coming full steam ahead now. And a lot of people are suffering because of that. So in terms of the interest rates in the market, let me touch, play, you know, really just talk a couple minutes about what's happening in the mortgage marketplace as it relates to real estate, as it relates to the mortgage market rate. So rates have shot up dramatically. If you were those millions of people that took advantage of those all-time low interest rates over the last couple of years, that's great. I'm happy for you. And I think a lot of people did take advantage of those for sure. So most of you may know that the rates, it was only a matter of time. I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen these markets. This one is, they're all a little bit unique in their own way. This one is very unique in that we all had a pretty good idea that the interest rates were going to go up, but I don't think anybody knew that they were going to go up this high this fast. And they certainly have. And what it's done is it really started to slow the market. And so for refinances, those have almost dried up completely. So right now, the only reason why a person might be refinancing their home or a property would be if they need cash out, if they're trying to pay off some debt, maybe there's a divorce or something that's going on that they need to get financing or they need to get cash from that property. Otherwise, most people are in really, really good shape with their properties right now. So we're seeing very little refinancing, which is normal. Purchase market is still staying pretty active purchase market, although I'm starting to see that slow down too. And I'm going to share with you, I think the combination of these things with interest rates going up so quickly, inflationary concerns in people's pocketbooks, hitting them directly. And, you know, when it comes to gas and to food and to goods and services, I mean, we are seeing costs skyrocket like we've never seen it before. So with those combinations, it always takes a little bit of time for this stuff to sink in and really get into the, you know, really start getting in the fabric of the consumer and the decisions they make. And we're starting to see it right now. So I think in the next 60 to 90 days, you're going to see many of these real estate markets start to slow down. Some will have drastic slowdowns. Others will not. Let's talk a little bit about Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is so strong in so many different ways. The reason that drives the uniqueness of this market, I've said this hundreds of times before, is the job market and the unique ability to where we live, the proximity and where we live in the Silicon Valley, which is a very unique place. Why is it unique? Well, strong job market. For, you know, many people have tried to duplicate the Silicon Valley. It has not happened. I know there's these little mini Silicon Valleys that popped up around the United States, but no one has yet even gotten close to duplicating what has been established and really what has been built in the fabric of this really incredible place that we call Silicon Valley. So not only extremely strong job market, but they're continuing to add jobs. Google City is a real thing. They started to break ground the last couple of months. We're looking at having 20,000 new employees and then be working in downtown San Jose over the next 5 to 6 years. Facebook is doing something not so grandiose, but on a smaller scale, they're looking to put another 5,000 or 6,000 employees in downtown San Jose. A lot of growth in downtown San Jose. So we're still seeing a strong market here. I don't think that we will see any kind of pullback to a certain extent and a heavy pullback in the Silicon Valley and the Bay Area because, again, you have strong job markets, you have low inventory, and you don't have any place to build. Remember, one of the things to keep an eye on certain counties, areas, states, locations, is how much space and how much building opportunity exists either now and in the future. It's almost nil here in Silicon Valley. There's no large areas of space to build residential. Yeah, there's going to be pockets where they'll build 100 units here and, you know, there'll be mixed use and some commercial and some residential and some condos and some, there'll be some of that. There's some downtown that'll go up, but I'm talking about single family homes on lots. Very little space to build. Very little space to build at all. So because of those factors, you're going to see the Silicon Valley stay very strong. But I do think there's going to be some pullback. Here's what I see happening in the next 60, 90 days. And as we tell in the end of the year, I see this market flattening in the Bay Area. So if you're a buyer and you've been really driven out of this market the last year and a half or 2 years, now would be a great time to get in, get approved, get ready to buy. Some people might say, Joe, you're crazy. Why would I buy in a market that's been appreciating so much lately? Well, because believe it or not, if you have a long-term vision about your purchase, in other words, if you're buying a home for a primary residence and you plan to own that home for at least 5 to 7 years or more, it is my position, it always has been, that there's never a perfect time to buy. If you're lucky, of course, there's some people that are fortunate. Some people time it. Most people don't. They'll tell you they timed it. And most of it is just they like to hear themselves talk and they like to brag. But the reality is this. When all of us were buying our homes 20, 25 years ago, 30 years, 40 years, no one in their right mind knew that the market was going to be like this 20 years later. And maybe some people did, but most of us did not, if we're honest. We were fortunate, we were lucky that we happened to live in an area that had such a strong appreciation growth over the last 20 to 30 years. And we were lucky to land in a situation where we're in Silicon Valley and there's strong jobs and there's a lot of reasons people want to live and work here. So I still think the Bay Area is going to be a great time to buy this year. I really do. And next year. Yes, interest rates are higher. Yes, that means you're going to pay a little more for your mortgage. I get that and I understand that. But if you could save money on a home, or if you could actually get into a home now, and I'll give you an example. This may sound crazy, but let me give you some examples of why I think now is a good time to buy. Because people's initial response would be, Joe, why? I mean, the interest rate's 5.5%. Why would I do that? Why would I buy now? Here's why. Because you're going to have an opportunity to buy for the first time in the last couple of years. And this won't last forever. Okay. So if you have an opportunity to buy a home for $1 million or $1.5 million, whatever the number is, obviously only if you could afford it, and the interest rate's at, 1.5 to 2% higher than it may have been before, or even a little bit more, yeah, your mortgage payment, depending on your loan, is going to be anywhere from $200 to $500, $600 more a month. There's no doubt about it. That is true. But here's the other thing you got to think about. If you've been waiting to get in this market and you've been locked out, if you could get in, because we see these cycles. I've seen these cycles for 20 plus years. Believe me, it'll come back around. It will come back around. And if you buy right now at 5.5%, you buy a house for $1 million, and 5 years from now or 3 years from now, the rates come back down to 3%, you could refinance at 3%, and your house is likely going to be worth more than you paid for it. Now, I can't guarantee you that, but I study this stuff on a regular basis. I could tell you that this is where I think we're going. Right now, everybody knows we're in an inflationary period, right? You're seeing what's happened with gas prices, with interest rates, with goods and services, and everything. We turn around, supply chains, it is expensive. I don't care if you're going to a restaurant, driving your car, or going to grab a bag of groceries. You are paying the price and you're paying a premium. This is going to have an effect on companies. It's going to have an effect on employees. It's going to have an effect on people hiring and firing and laying off and all kinds of ramifications. So if you are still fortunate enough to have a good job and you have an opportunity to buy a house, I'm encouraging you, if you're sitting right now, if you're listening to this podcast, share it with someone you care about, share it with someone that you know or is thinking about buying a home. And this is the reason why. If you're letting the interest rates hold you back, it's a mistake. Now, I say that only if you could afford it. If you can't afford it, then certainly it's not a mistake. You don't want to get your in over your head when you can't afford it. But if you could afford it, you're saying, Joe, gosh, you know, I love that house, but, you know, 6 months ago, I'd be paying $500 less a month for the mortgage. I get it. But that time has gone. It's passed. Buy the home. Get it as soon as you can. Get in your house, get established. And here's another reason why. Remember, for every month that you're holding out or every month that you're not participating in home ownership, you are also losing out on tax benefits, and especially if you make a good income. Remember, one of the benefits of home ownership is not only to have a home and grow appreciation and raise your family or whatever you want to do in that home, but the other benefit right now is tax benefits. Remember, you get 100% of mortgage interest write-offs with a loan mortgage all the way up to $750,000. You also get, in the Bay Area, in California, you also get 100% write-off on your annual property taxes with a maximum of $10,000 a year. So if you buy a home, do the quick math. If you buy a home for $1 million and you finance, let's say, $800,000 or $750,000, you're going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 to $30,000 in write-offs every single year. And those write-offs are going to go directly against your income, and that is going to allow you to at least get some benefit and some relief for that purchase and for your income, the taxable income. So I know some of you may be sitting back wondering if this is a good idea. I know a lot of us are pausing. I know a lot of us are getting paralyzed because rates have shot up. Inflation's going crazy. We don't know if there's a war going to take place. We don't know if World War III is going to start. We don't know what's going on with this crazy political environment we live in. I get it. But if I had to give a bit of advice, I would also say this. Try not to let all these outside influences that you have no control over stop or inhibit you what you really plan to do for you in the future. Please don't allow what's going on politically, what's going on around the world in some places that we don't have any control over. Are they sad? Absolutely. Is a lot of this frustrating? Absolutely. Is a lot of it angering? Yes. But remember, the minute we get sidelined or we get paralyzed or we get sidetracked with worrying about what things we have no control over, that's when we lose track of what we're doing for ourselves. And we can find ourselves 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years later, still worrying about the same things and not have made any moves. I've done it myself. And you know, I've been fortunate enough to invest in real estate many years myself and a lot of different other things. And I could tell you that if you're going to be in the Bay Area for a period of time, now is a great time to buy. And the rates will come back down. So right now, we are definitely in an inflationary period. Most people understand that. You're living it every day. However, because the Fed waited so long to react and raise the interest rate and try to cool off this inflation, now he is aggressively raising rates, the prime rate, to try to slow the growth, which is good on one hand because, you know, theoretically that should help inflation. The problem is most experts think, and I do agree with them, is that because it took so long for them to react and because of the way this was not handled early on and the inflation was not addressed when it should have been early on, they're going to have to make aggressive moves. And what that's going to mean is that we're likely going to go into a recession. I believe it. I really do. And I wish it wasn't the truth, but we'll likely go into a recession. And what does that mean? That means that we will most likely see interest rates come back down. Now, some people may say, well, Joe, recession's terrible. Well, it could be. Absolutely. It will be for a lot of reasons. Could be for a market, could be for a 401k, could be for a lot of different things. There's no doubt about it. But my point here is that if we're focusing on real estate and times to buy and sell and what kind of moves to make, I would say the advantage of buying a home right now, as I mentioned a few minutes earlier, is that when we do go into a recession or when we come back around the other side of this, rates will come back down. Now, will that be next year? Will that be 2 years from now, 3 years from now? No one really knows. But let's just say it is 3 or 4 years from now or 2 years from now. The minute those rates come down, believe me, you'll be able to take advantage of it and you will see, you will be able to recognize the savings. Markets will start to correct, will start to go back in the right direction, and you will be extremely happy that you made a decision to buy that home. I guarantee you. Again, I hate to see people sit back and not make a decision because interest rates are higher. To put things in perspective, and I know people say, well, it's all in perspective or it's all relative, right? But when I bought my first home, it was 11% adjustable interest rate. Now, the home I bought was $118,000 in 1987. So that's also something to think about. But nonetheless, the interest rate was 11 or 12% on an adjustable rate. So there's a lot of people that are making good income. And what I would just say is this, with the rents going up the way they're going, believe me, it's going to get tougher renting too. So if you sit back and you're concerned about a 5.5% or 6% interest rate, I know. For those that have only been in the market, or for some of you that are in your 20s or early 30s and you haven't seen markets with interest rates at 9, 10, 11%, I get it. You think that your whole life is surrounded around interest rates around 3 or 4%, but that's not the truth. This is a cycle and it will come back and it will return. So I'm encouraging you, my message today, it's a market update, but more importantly, my message is today for homeowners, I'm sorry, for people that aren't homeowners, for people that want to buy property, get ready and do it soon. And the reason why is because there'll be more inventory. It will slow. There'll be less people buying. There'll be more homes on the market. You'll have more of an opportunity to actually get into contract and buy a home. And you've been shut out the last couple of years. And I feel bad for a lot of those buyers. I really do. So before I sign off, I want to thank you again for tuning in. Please share this information with people you care about that may be thinking about buying or selling or financing. Remember, always remember, me and my team here could help you with financing, with real estate. If you need help with financial planners, we have great referrals and great partners in our network to do that as well. We're here to help. If you need to reach me, there's two ways to do it. You could contact me by calling or text 408-838-9060. That's 408-838-9060. Or you could email joe@reradiolive.com. That's joe@reradiolive.com. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a great afternoon. Hope you enjoy the podcast, and we'll be back with you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.